This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, I was, and I talked a little bit about this before, but I was honored that years after I did this series, I did an interview with Epic Times. I was at the CPAC, and they had just interviewed somebody. It was like Bolton or Newt Gingrich or somebody, and I was just standing there, and I was watching the interview. Epic Times was relatively new to me at the time, but I knew they were up and coming, and it was a great little setup. So I was just standing there looking. I may have still been on Fox at the time, I'm not sure. But anyway, long story short, somebody there, after they finished the interview with whoever it was, and it was a notable person, because a lot of people were gathered around. And when Jans, who the interviewer was, he got up, somebody said, "Hey," I could hear him, they go, "You got to interview this guy." They saw me. And he's like, "Really?" And he's like, would you like to sit for an interview? He wasn't excited about it or anything. And I go, "Sure." You know? And he goes, "Well, you know, what do you talk about?" I said, whatever you want to talk about. I said, "Right." And I think we were maybe in the middle of the Michael Brown Jr. stuff or whatever, Ferguson. And it was a candid interview. So he asked me, "Well, Kevin, you know, there's a lot about the black condition, yada, yada, yada." And I did an interview that probably lasted 7 minutes. And I didn't think much of it. But I will tell you this, and let me go ahead and give some people the idea of how to get a hold of us. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to tell you this. What I'm good at, I'll tell you I'm good at. What I'm not good at, I'll tell you I'm not good at. And I'm good at this job, what I do. I'm one of the best. And I don't get flustered. I don't get, you know, like, "Oh, Kevin, you're going to debate some lefty or whatever." I don't care. Bring them. I'm going to destroy them. Everything that I do is driven by God, and I live by this credo. I've got it at my desk here. It's 1 Corinthians 10:31. Do everything for the glory of God. So I tell people, I don't like to go scripture on you, but that's what guides me, that particular thing. And then I have another sign up, and it's a mathematical symbol, and it's essentially be greater than normal. Those are the two things that are on my desk besides pictures of family and my trophy wife. So those are the things that I live by. And I talk about my religion and my belief in God and being a failed Christian. And I do that stuff because I want you to understand that it does guide my principles. And so I don't wonder what I'm going to say. When this guy wanted to do the interview, I'm like, "Let's do it." And I tell people this, people that know me know this. I do this before every single interview I do. I close my eyes and I say, "Lord, give me the words that I need to speak on your behalf." That's what I say before every interview. And then it's go. What I'm about to play for you, I swear this is true. I don't even remember what I said to this man. But here's what I do know. I remember this distinctly. I'm talking to him. He just done an interview with somebody that he was scheduled to do an interview with. He's fitting me in because somebody said, "You should interview this guy." While I'm interviewing with him, I see he's blown away. I'm not trying to. I don't get caught up in it. And just to be honest, I'm used to it. I can see he's now into the questions. He's like, "Oh my God, this is a great interview." He didn't have near that energy from whoever it was before. So I want to play these clips just so you get an idea. And what we're going to do, we've got them up at Spreely. We'll put them in the Backstage Club. Now, these are ones that anybody can see, but I'm not giving you enough context to where you know what's going on, but maybe we'll add more to it. But this is the type of stuff we'll put in the Backstage Club. So I'm going to play the audio, but the videos that they created were spectacular. They really were. They did a great job. And what you're going to understand about the Backstage Club, which is where you pay us, you give us, donate, it's a gift, $20 a month, recurring, so we can continue doing what we do. This is the type of stuff we produce. These are the type of PragerU type videos that need to be out there with a voice that understands it and can make it happen. But I'm going to play these videos. I'm going to run out of time. the Democrats and the leftists who spit identity politics daily. They talk about reparations for blacks. They talk about, again, whatever the issue may be for whatever special interest group it is, whether it's the LGBT community, the black community, Latino community, women, or whatever. In any given time, if you look at any of those groups, we're all thriving. Blacks are thriving in America. We are more employed than in any time in history. We have more business starts under Donald Trump. We have more home ownership. And I could go on. More, you name it. But we're still told that we're in bad shape. Women are being told that there's better places to live. I'd love to know where a woman could live more freely than in America. And what's their big grievance? Oh, well, we make 28 cents less per hour. Well, you might pick better careers. Or, hey, here's a suggestion. Start your own companies. Charge whatever you want. Flip it. Make it more of an imbalance. But instead, no, it's somebody, probably a white male, who's got their foot on the neck of black people, of Latinos, of women, or whomever else. And they're the reason why it can't get done. I'll tell you this. It is a taught thing. If you can teach people to have a perceived grievance, and let's use blacks, for example, tell them you were slaves. America made you slaves. And then America violated your civil rights. And don't even blame the right accusers, which happen to be the Democrats. And certainly don't go back to the issue of slavery and how it began, where it was blacks who were making slaves of other blacks, because then that takes your eye off the ball. Well, forget that we just had a black president. Forget that there are black multimillionaires out running around this country. We are free to be and do whatever we want to be. I want you to grieve. I want you to be upset. I want you to be mad. Because if I can make you mad, I can make you adopt my ideology. And it's a communist manifesto to make somebody hate what somebody else has. If you got a brand new bike and I don't, I have to hate you for you having a bike. And I have to make sure that we both get bikes, when in the end, nobody gets a bike except the guy who started the fight. Blacks would complain of the conditions that we have in this country. Well, look at where the most blacks are concentrated. In most big cities, we are well over 30 to 60, 70% of the population. So if you're in Baltimore, you're probably 50% of the population. Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, you name it. So who runs those cities? Mostly Democrats and probably other blacks. So where do our problems lie? They lie in, we don't have good housing, our neighborhoods are dangerous, we have the worst schools, we have the worst access to hospitalization, to our jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, who's causing it? There's not a white man, there's not a Republican in sight that's doing it. So we create it for ourselves, yet we're looking for scapegoats. That is a form of communism, where you get people to believe that we are one group, monolithically so, and we must all stick together no matter what. So if a cop shoots a black kid in a city where the police chief is a black Democrat, the mayor is a black Democrat, everybody who's on the police review board are black Democrats, the guy that got shot was committing a crime against black people, et cetera, et cetera, let's go find a white guy to blame. That's ridiculous.
Thank you, Epic Times, for considering me a thought leader. I did not solicit them to do that. That is their own creation. And I tip my hat to them. I hear my words a lot of the time, and I forget what I say. But those are my words.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other.
automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'd like to know if you find me in this particular show profound. And I'm being honest with you, I'm not fishing for compliments because I already know the answer. What I'd really like to know is what thing I said made you think differently. Or you said to yourself after hearing something I said, that's a great observation. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you can't figure out, by the way, you can always call 844-551-8255. Leave a message there, and I will get back to you. If you can't find out where to put something on our website, the Kevin Jackson Network, then give me a call. But I'm serious when I tell you, you're listening for a reason. My show is not for dummies. Quite the contrary. My show is for intellectuals. And I'm not telling you that to make you feel good. I truly believe that. I don't mince words. I think it's relatively understandable to the average person, but I use words that probably people have to look up from time to time. And I don't do it to make you feel stupid. I do it because it is my vocabulary. This is the way I speak. I'm not dumbing it down for anybody. I've been speaking like this to my kids, every one of them, since the day they were born. Melissa said, we are not going to speak child speak to our kids. So the way I talk to you right now is how I talk to my kids from the day they were born. That's why they have huge vocabularies. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening, but I want to know, why do you listen? And I'm being serious. Please let me know by calling me or posting on social media. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Kevin Jackson TBS. Facebook, The Black Sphere, all together, The Black Sphere. Send me a note. I want to know. And I'm going to encourage you to do something. I'm going to encourage you to join Spreely.com, Spreely.com, and find me there. That is my home. That is my social media home. That is where we're posting videos. That is where we're going to build the backstage club. That is my home. I'm telling you that right now. I'm partnered with Terry. He's the founder of Spreely. We're putting together TV stuff. We're going to move a lot of the movie products over there. That's my home. I've been dealing with a lot of people that don't live up to what they say, and we finally found a group that we can work with. So please, get back with me. Let me know what you think about the show. I'm not asking you this, you know, I'm not being flippant. I really want to know. I don't know how many people will respond, because I've done calls to action like this, and, you know, we get a handful. But I'm hopeful that somebody in every market hears this and gives me feedback. Blow up the phones, but leave a message. I don't care. Look, we thought we fixed it where there was a message there. But if all you hear is beep, just leave a message. Because we want to know. I want to, number one, know how to improve the show. But I also want to know, are you being impacted? Is what we're doing what we think it's doing? Years ago when I was doing had a person that was helping me with my career, and I was frustrated at my job because I'm like, I go in there before anybody gets in. I leave after everybody's gone, and I don't feel like they give a crap. And she said to me this, how do you know if they know you got there early, super early? You may get there an hour or 2 hours before, but how does a boss know unless you tell them? How do they know you stay late? And oh, by the way, here's a critical question, Kevin. What do you think they'd say about you? You're talking about them. What would they say about you? It was profound. I remember going, I never thought of it that way. What do they know? They don't know unless you tell them. So, you know, I'm asking. I want to know what your thoughts are. I'm not fishing for compliments. If you go, Kevin, I like this. One lady told me, you laugh too much. Well, that's just me. If you don't like it, there's plenty of other places to go. But that's when something tickles me, I'm going to express my emotion on the spot. And it's funny because when I was told that, look at Tucker's interviews. This guy breaks out laughing. He's the first guy that did it on TV as a host. But I promise you, had I had a show on Fox, I would have been doing exactly what he does. If something cracks you up, somebody says it's so stupid, you just go, you really don't believe that, Adam Schiff. Seriously? I'll never forget when I co-hosted Fox and Friends, and one of the girls, I was in a green room two months later because they didn't give me the gig. And she said to me, she heard my voice. She goes, oh, my, Kevin. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy to see you. She goes, when you hosted, she remembered. She goes, when you hosted Fox and Friends, I told my mom he is the best of the co-hosts that they auditioned. And I said, yeah, I didn't get the job, but I didn't care because she told me. She told me what I already knew. You want to know why I was the best? Because I didn't go there and put on. I remember the teleprompter. I misread the teleprompter. And I did exactly what I do here. I go, oh, that's not exactly what they wrote. And then I continued on. But I didn't, you know, try to cover, you know, like radio. But, hey, Kevin Jackson here, everybody. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Nope, this is how I talk. We get together, this is the way I am. Anyway, I want to move on. The critical issue, folks, in America is not what we're being told. You know, right now, oh, Tucker Carlson, he went to interview, blah, blah, blah. The critical issue is that we are being led by a powerful group of people that got Biden elected. They literally placed a man into office. That's a critical issue. And when we want to get to the bottom of it, people say, no, look at this distraction, Ukraine, Israel, the terrorist attack, inflation, COVID, you know, there's all these other things. And those people put in a man, they put him into the biggest, best office you could possibly be in the world, and they knew he was unfit to lead. That should scare you. It's almost like these powerful group of people said, we don't care what you think. We will show you. We will put the most stupid politician in the office because we can do it. And what they told you is they don't care about the American citizens. They don't care. They care about one thing. They care about our money. And they collude daily on how to get more of it. They're going to tax your air. They tax your water. They tax your driving, you know, how far you drive. They tax your EV usage. I mean, what? Think of whatever stupid thing that can be taxed, and these people are ready to tax it. They concoct real conspiracies while laughing at our truths that they turn into conspiracies. I want you to think about the power of that. You can make the truth a conspiracy, and you can make a lie into the truth right in front of people's eyes, and you can get them to believe it and fight for it. Give you a name, election denier, your climate denier. Look, I'm sure Putin's done some bad things, folks. I concede that. I know enough about history to understand that you cannot rise to the level of power of a Putin without either being willing to sell out or willing to hurt many people. And to quote Colonel Jessup, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. It's a tragedy, folks, to know that we must have people willing to make hard choices in order to save the Republic or whatever you hold near and dear. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
Jackson Radio Show.
February is Heart Month, and every year Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling the decision to not press charges in President Biden's classified documents case, quote, selective prosecution. Biden says, unlike Trump, he cooperated when federal investigators asked to have 50 classified documents reviewed and returned.
Bottom line is the special counsel in my case decided against moving forward with any charges. And this matter is now closed.
Biden had been holding on to classified documents since his time as vice president under Obama. Trump is still facing federal indictments for refusing to cooperate with federal officials for the return of documents seized by the FBI in a raid of his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home 18 months ago. There are now grand jury indictments filed against seven immigrant suspects accused in the brawl that left two NYPD officers injured. An immigrant man named Yohenry Brito, the prime suspect, as he was the first to interact directly with the officers that day in Times Square. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm a smart person, but I know that there is much that I don't know. So much that I don't know. And at times I find myself considering the great thinkers of the world and wondering what people will think of my work. And you may say, but Kevin, that's egotistical to wonder that. No, it isn't. I told you guys years ago, I made the comment, I was speaking to God, and I said, God, as much as intellect that I have, as much that I've studied, as much as I've learned, I don't believe I've ever had an original thought. And God said to me in that moment, you will have many original thoughts. You have a purpose. I will never forget that conversation because I remember thinking, God, I'm insignificant. What possible purpose could I have? I have read the Bible. I have read the great thinkers of the world. And these people are profound. And God insisted to me that I was going to do something special. I didn't know what it was. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's already happened. Thanks for being here, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to 844-551-8255. I'm not an academic. And that's where such things get studied. Like, people would analyze what I say. I watched a guy the other day. He had a guy go through a critical thinking exercise because that kid said something like, you know, I don't know who it was, you know, Sarah Palin is dumb. And the guy goes, well, let's just dissect that. It wasn't that, but it was something like that. And he walked this kid through it in a critical thinking area and essentially made him understand, you've been tricked into believing the wrong thing. You have to be able to get to this, and you have to be able to do it in a very, you know, in a very logical way. And that little video got viral. And it really wasn't that big of a deal because it's the process that everybody should go to in thinking about almost any problem. I don't want this broadcast to sound like I'm bragging, because I'm not. But I think if anybody does study the work that I've done and what my team has done, they're going to find that it was truly profound. Profound for the moment, and I believe profound for all time in many cases. And I just talked about how God and I had these conversations, and I tell people that I always ask for God's guidance in preparing for media, including this show. And many times, the majority of the time, I'll be blunt. I don't remember what I say. I know it's in me. I know it's in my heart. I know what I won't say. I told you guys a situation where somebody had me on a radio show and accused me of being a person that made a statement. I said, I know for a fact I didn't do that interview because I don't believe that. And he insisted. And I said, you know what? And I hung up. Just like, I'm not going to deal with this. But I know what's in my heart. I know what I believe. And that's why, you know, it's kind of like if you always tell the truth, you don't have to worry about being questioned about something. You don't have to be defensive. You don't have to worry about what people think about you. One thing we talk about all the time in talking with politicians and things like, you know, those people is, well, you know, should we couch your language or whatever? Say what you mean. That's what Donald Trump's advantage is over most of his competitors, the challengers, is he says what he means. So he doesn't have to go, no, I never said that, or let me think, or how do I couch it? He says it. And even if you misinterpret it, he's not going to worry about your feelings about it. And it isn't that he's being cruel. It's that he says, I know who I am. I say this. I don't mince words. I'm not performing for the audience. I hate to put it this way because some people might be offended, but I really don't care if you find me interesting, whatever, or if you go, he's so funny. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is it really real? Is it something that you can take away and feel like you've learned something in that moment? I just want to deliver my truth. A truth born of experience, a truth born of observation, a truth born of logic, a truth born of watching human nature, studying it, and so on. The same truth that you experience in your own way. You got to recognize that there people are going to do bad things. I talked about this earlier. You're going to have people that have to make terrible decisions. I watched this show, I forget the name of it, with Russell Crowe, and he's it's about, you know, he's England, and they're going after a French ship, and they end up in this Royal Naval battle or whatever. But there's a point where they're chasing the guy down. It's a terrible storm, and the mast breaks on the ship, and a kid goes in the water, and they're trying to bring him back in, and they're telling him, hold on, hold on, hold on, but it's dragging the ship under. And he and I don't know much about nautical talk, but the guy second in command, they look at each other and they know they got to cut the mast. They know they got to leave this guy to die. But it's either they all die or that person dies. You got to make a tough decision. You need people that can make that decision. And you have to recognize it. There is sacrifice. We even get it as conservatives. We go, we have to sacrifice for the greater good. But when it's legit, don't tell me to lock down if it's not a legitimate thing for me to lock down on. Don't tell me to wear a mask when I go, I question the effectiveness, and you go, it's effective. Don't tell me about 6 feet when it could be 20 feet or 80 feet. How do you know? You have to rationalize your decisions to me. I'm not just going to follow you blindly. But I will say this. I am the person willing to do what it takes. Willing to make those tough decisions. And part of me has avoided having that kind of power. I'm ruthless in protecting the people that I love. The people that have helped me build whatever this little thing is that I have, the people that have helped me along the way are my lifelong friends. I accept them as they are. I will fight to the death for them. Anybody that's around me knows it. If I'm with you and somebody tries to rob you, you can get behind me. I got you. I would make Putin look like a gay ballerina if I led this nation. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to protect America. So I can't be mad at people for making tough choices. I don't know what Putin's rise to power was, but here's what I do know. Many of these other people that we exalt, their rise to power, if you look at the people they stepped on, look at Bill Clinton, the number of people this man sexually assaulted and his wife covered up, and they demonized those women. All because somebody wanted him to rise to power. And you know what he did? He got in, he balanced the budget. He was actually a very good president. You take away the Democrat, Republican, you just look at results, Clinton made it happen. I couldn't stand him. I would have jettisoned this guy, would have kicked him to the curb before he ever got into office. And he proved that if you pay attention to Congress, he and Newt Gingrich worked together to make a better America. Period. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like that he's a Democrat, but he did it. Go look at Clinton's policies and tell me he's a Democrat. I dare you. That dude is the biggest fake out of the left of anybody. And that's why a lot of people wanted Hillary, because they feel that she was identically the same. Equally ruthless, if not more, than Bill Clinton. She is the reason that guy became president. But look, here's the deal. The people behind Biden are not for the greater good. They want money and power so they can abuse it. And when I say that, I want to remind you of this. Don't exclude yourself from that feeling to have absolute power. Some of us have never had it. Some of us have never thought about it. But if it were thrust upon you, what would you do? Don't exclude yourself on what you might do. Spousal abusers relish in it. And they will continue to abuse a person until the abused fights back and says no more. Then the abuser moves on to another victim. In the case of politics, Democrats abuse us policy by policy, special interest group by special interest group. They just move on. They abuse us in education. When we catch on a little bit, they abuse us in climate. Oh, the earth, we can save the earth. We catch on to that, they abuse us in some sort of racial line. You're racist! You're xenophobe! So whether it's policy or whether it's persons, you hate Latinos, men hate women, whatever. They're just serial abusers. Drunk on power. Power that they never thought they would have and power that they never should have had. Not doing bad things for the right reasons. Sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I think about it all the time. Every time I watch movies or things like that, I remember watching Quigley Down Under. And the girl, I forget her name, in real life, but I don't even remember her name in the show, but she's an Italian lady. And she plays a role where she had to kill her own baby because she had to keep the baby quiet because they were being hunted. And she smothered her child. And she lived with that. It drove her crazy. But it's a choice she had to make. There are times in your life you have to make difficult choices. You pray you don't, because you're like, man, I would never want to have to deal with that. I think about when my mother died, my grandmother saying, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, a parent to lose their child. But it happens. And there are much bigger decisions than that. And the question is, who is it making those life and death, those harrowing decisions? Do you want Biden and team doing it?
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned other agencies that are involved in trying to get Trump. The DOJ works with attorney generals, district attorneys across the country, in conspiracies to get Trump. This Fannie Willis, Letitia James, all of them, working in conjunction with the crooked Joe Biden administration to get Trump. I want you to consider the orchestration happening to get Donald Trump at the federal level. Then I need you to look at it at the local level. Look at all the things that happen at the local level that are similar, where somebody gets prosecuted for something that they shouldn't. How they use the what they call these grand jury panels to get people to do stuff. How they'll invoke the FBI in a story, you know, in a scenario to try to get the FBI to do something to somebody or get them to go look into somebody's life in some kind of way. Let me put it to you this way. If the government wants to get you for something, they can get it. I don't care who you are. They can create it in such a way. They can make it look like you're guilty where there is no guilt. Kevin Jackson, again, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you support Donald Trump, you are ostracized. Have you considered how your Facebook page might impact your next job interview? If you have, you're smart. You've at least considered it. There are many of you, I guarantee you, you've said to yourself, I'm not going to post this opinion because I'm afraid of what it might do to my job or what it might do to your so-called friends. One of my friends sued an airline over her tweet. And you know what she asked? Why do my union dues not go to the things that I'm for? Why is it my union dues always go to things that I'm not actually for? If you're going to do a pro-life event, a pro-choice event, why can't you do a pro-life event? That's all she asked. And she got terrorized by the unions. There's multiple unions, but the union she's in, and in the airline that she works for, won a case that I think is going to be bigger than Janus. And now they were forced to give her job back, but they're still appealing the cases. These cases are slam dunks. She has won her case. She has shown that the union and her airline colluded together. The union is supposed to protect her. And the union worked with the airline to get her fired. Why? Because the union was following the narrative of pro-choice. Didn't want this pro-life woman, happens to be a Christian, who said, I just want to know, why can't you do something for us? How dare she? But I want to use that to segue into this. I mentioned earlier that these other agencies are trying to get Trump. It's not just the DOJ. It is not just the FBI that's after Trump. It's the IRS that's after Trump and after you. Why do you think they wanted to expose his taxes? Well, what happened with it? Nothing. Who do you think cheats on taxes more, conservatives or leftists? You know the answer. But what about the SEC? Would you think that the Security and Exchange Commission would have some dog in the fight when it comes to politics? Well, as it turns out, they do. I want you to listen to J.D. Vance. He's talking to the corrupt head of the SEC, a guy named Gary Gensler, and he's connecting the dots on Gensler and asking a very simple question. Are you politicizing your agency? The Security and Exchange Commission is put in place to protect America's investors. But what's he doing? He's making it political. You'll see what I'm talking about when you hear this clip.
In 2016, you were the CFO of Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign. Is that correct?
I was proud to be chief financial officer to the Clinton campaign.
Great. Chairman Gensler, is it also correct that your current enforcement director, Gerber Greenwald, was most recently the attorney general of New Jersey? A yes or no answer will suffice.
He served his nation well, and he was attorney general of New Jersey.
So just to recap, the attorney general of New Jersey is the guy who refused to enforce immigration laws and cooperate with ICE. He also launched, I believe, 8 separate investigations against Donald Trump during his time as attorney general. Chairman Gensler, is it also correct that your recently hired general counsel, Megan Barbero, was previously deputy general counsel under Nancy Pelosi and litigated 2 impeachment hearings against Donald Trump?
I believe she was deputy general counsel of the House of Representatives.
Great. So, and I'll also note that one of your senior enforcement counsels is married to Peter Strzok. My point here, Mr. Gensler, is that you seem to have a very troubling pattern of hiring at an impartial regulatory agency a lot of people who seem to have a vendetta against the former president. And I fear and I worry that that has implicated itself and affected the policy at the SEC. Chairman Gensler, when did the SEC take its first enforcement action against the SPAC? Do you know the exact time?
Senator, we'd have to get back to you. I don't know what decade that was.
So according to my staff's research, September of 2021 is the first time that you guys at the SEC launched enforcement action against a SPAC. So I want to recap just a few things, and then I want to ask a question. First, you were Clinton's finance director in 2016, Hillary Clinton's finance director. Second, you hired anti-Trump enforcement director Grewal in July of 2021. Third, you brought in Disbarbaro, who was the litigator on two House impeachment trials against Donald Trump. You have another enforcement counsel who was married to Peter Strzok. In November of 2021, Senator Warren urged you to investigate the SPAC merger involving Donald Trump's Truth Social company. And in December of 2021, just a few weeks later, you guys launched an investigation using a novel legal theory against the former president's social media company. That is some coincidence, isn't it, Mr. Gensler?
Senator, it is good to meet you in person, but I think you're not correct.
What was I not correct about there?
We follow the facts and the law wherever they are. And with regard to the SPAC field, the Special Purpose Acquisition Company field, there have been abuses, as you mentioned, one in 2018 that we found. And there are times that we do open investigations.
So the problem that I have, Chairman Gensler, is not with you investigating SPAC mergers. The problem is investigating a SPAC merger using a novel legal theory against your boss, Joe Biden's chief political rival. Also against a social media company, which, of course, at the time, Twitter and Facebook and every social media company had banned the former president. So you can make a pretty good argument that the SEC was using its enforcement powers to silence the chief political rival of the former of the current president. Now, let me just offer another observation here. We are rightfully concerned in this chamber, at least on my side of the aisle, about the weaponization of the Department of Justice. But I'm increasingly worried that we should be more worried about the weaponization of the Securities and Exchange Commission. It looks more and more like not an impartial regulatory body protecting investors and consumers, but a regulatory body that it's using its power to silence and immiserate political rivals of the current president of the United States. I have just one final question on that, Chairman Gensler. Have you ever spoken to anyone at the White House about your investigation of Donald Trump's Truth Social?
Sir, I don't speak.
Yes or no?
I don't know. Sir, I'm going to answer the question. I don't speak to the White House about anything in our enforcement group or our investigations.
So I'm mindful of – thank you for the answer. I'm mindful of the time here. So let me just offer one final observation. I have little hope that I could persuade you that hiring committed partisans and using the regulatory powers of the SEC in a way that looks and I think is politically partisan is a true threat to American democracy. But maybe I can appeal to your sense of self-interest. If you guys use the SEC in such a politically motivated way, eventually you're going to be out of power. And I have to say, Chairman Gensler, turnabout is fair play. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There you have it. If you do it, we're going to do it. And there's the destruction of government. Government is supposed to be neutral. I don't recommend anybody doing this, but I do understand the frustration of J.D. Vance, who says, you guys are getting away with murder. Did he connect the dots enough for you? The guy hires the attorney general for New Jersey, who refuses to enforce immigration laws and launched 8 investigations against Trump. He hires the deputy general of the council for the House of Representatives, who launched 2 impeachment inquiries against Trump. He hires the wife of Peter Strzok. He says, you have a pattern of hiring people who are against Donald Trump. And I'm wondering if this has affected the policies that you're implementing. He says, no, no, no. Unbelievable. So then Elizabeth Warren says, well, how dare Donald Trump get into the social media business? We can't let him do that. That won't allow us to destroy him. What if he gets his viable voice in this is the people that we currently have doing it that are under our control. So they launch an investigation. That's the politicization of the SEC.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.